Families at the Connecticut Convention Center in Hartford Thursday were among the first in line to get COVID-19 vaccines since eligibility opened to kids ages 12 through 15. Connecticut Public Radio's Nicole Leonard reports.
COVID-19 vaccines have been a hot topic for Sadie Sindland and her friends.
So we actually talk about it a lot because some of the upperclassmen in our school are fully vaccinated. And I know that all of my friends are getting the vaccine and they're looking forward to getting it. I was the first one out of everybody.
Sindland was with her mom. They're from West Hartford. The 14-year-old joined other adolescents as they got their first doses of the Pfizer vaccine. 13-year-old Max Zito says he's looking forward to getting back to competitive mountain biking. His mom, Allison Zito, says his vaccination makes it easier to plan for the summer.
My sport has been kind of backed up and I'm excited now because people are starting to get vaccinations, so everything's going to go back to normal.
I feel better, too, sending them to camp, or we're doing a lake house with my parents in New Hampshire, and they're in their 70s, so just being able to all stay in one house and not feel like he's the weak link, because, you know, he's in school all day with hundreds of kids, and one, it's nerve-wracking, so I think it makes me feel a lot better.
Kids 12 years and older can now get Pfizer vaccines at locations across the state. Minors will need a parent or guardian present as they get their shots. Reem Noah of Simsbury watched as her 13-year-old daughter Sarah got her vaccine.
Today is the first day of Eid. We are Muslim, and I think this is the best Eid gift that she could receive. Her brother's 7. He's here to cheer her on, but he really wanted the vaccine too. And he's upset that he can't get it, but I explained it has to get approved for his age group. So,
clinical trials in younger children are ongoing. Health experts say eligibility could open up as early as the fall. Nicole Leonard, Connecticut Public Radio.